Kulay, the whole nation. So we dashin Iika Gai Kul, if you have the whole nation here in, then we have Gzeris. But Ilai, if you don't have the whole nation, not everybody accepted it, that's not considered a Gzeris. Gufa, what we just say, Omar Boli, we said over in Oli, that Omar Avimi Nusoy, Avimi Nusoy said, Mishmei Derav, that Piton, the Gzeris not eat pas akum, not eat bread made by Goy, Vishamnon, not eat their oil, Yenam, not to drink their wine, Ubnoseim, and not to marry their daughters, Kulan Mishmoy Noisa Dabrahim. It was all Bechlal, the Gzeira of Talmidim, Bechlal, Beshamai, Bechlal, the special Yudches Gzeiris that are brought down the first parak in Shabbos. So I'm asked the question now, Vinoseim Mahi, what do you mean to say their daughters is Bechlal Gzeiris Bechlal, Beshamai? What does it mean by the daughters? So, Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Gozru al Benesayim Nidus. Yes, there was a special Gzeira they made. There was a special Gzeira. Not this time you can't marry them. That's Midiraisa. We're talking about now there's a special Gzeira the Chum made, Gozru al Benesayim. They made a special Gzeira that all the daughters, all the Goyish girl, that are Nidus, very Saisam. That they have a loch as if they're a nida in their cradle, as soon as they're born. Rashi says, Mikat Nusan, Shein Sheikhus Varisa, when they're lying in their cradle, in Shakur and Brins, they gave them Inisa Nidus, as if they're a nida. So therefore, Jews will stay away from them. That's the Xerah that Rabbanim put upon B'nosayim. Ugineva Mishmei Derav Amar, Kula Mishum Avodas Kechavim Gozabem. All these Gzeras, these Locha, Piton, Shamnan, Yenav, Nesayim, it's all a Gzer. We don't want us to be close to the Goyim, because if we become close to them, they'll be Moshechot to Oyvid Avodah Zarah. So in order that we should not come to worship Avodah Zarah, we have to stay away, not eat their bread, not the Shema, not the Yen, not the Nesayim. And the main Gzer was, we should not end up worshipping Avodah Zarah. The Chiyosi Rav Acha Bar Ada, Omer Reb Yitzchak, when he came, he said the name of Reb Yitzchak, that Gosru al Piton Mishum Shmonim, the Chavah made a Gzeru on Pas Akum not to eat their bread, maybe you come to drink their oil. So where it says why? Why is one greater than the other? My Ulma the Shemen Mipas. Why is it a bigger Svara Tasar oil than Tasar bread? That you're saying they said do not eat their bread because maybe you come to drink their oil. Why is oil any more Miuchas than the bread? Ella meant to say like this rather. Ella al Piton Ushmonim Mishum Yenim. True. The Chavah made Gzeru, do not eat their bread or do not drink their oil, because then you may come to drink their wine also. The Yal Yenim, what's wrong with drinking Stam Yenim of a guy? Here's the Gemara says it, Mishum B'Nasayim. The reason why the Chavah mastered us, said we should not drink wine by a guy, is because they have to be afraid. If you come to drink wine with them, you come to be close with them, you may come to marry their daughters. The Yal B'Nasayim, and what's wrong with marrying their daughters? Mishum Dabracher. Because by marrying their daughters, it'll come that you'll be over by the Zarah. We'll soon see what this means. They made another Gzeira because of another reason. And they made a Gzeira that their kids, a Goyish boy, has Tumazav on him when he's a kid. In order that the Jewish boy should not play with the Goyish boys, not have Mishkav Zachar with them. We'll soon see. That's called Adavracha Mishum Dabracha. So I'll quote upon him here, the Bright Sicily, that the reason why Stam Yenim is Asa is Mishum B'Nesayim, because we don't want you to come to be close with them to marry their daughters. That's the question Rishonim is, before the Gemara was Mashma, that the reason why Stam Yenim is Asa is Rashi brought down, because it's Xerim Mishum Yain Nesek itself. So it could be both are true.
I mean,
Beer
is also, right?
What? Now, the most question, B'Nesayim, you're telling me now it's Asa to marry their daughters. Midrabbanan Gzeira, maybe you come to be Eved Avodah Zarah, to your Isi. Not to marry a Goyish girl is an Isidir Isi. The Siddhapot says, Lois is Chatnin Bum. You're not allowed to marry the Goyim. Sumara says, no, the Isi, this Pasuk is talking about Zayin Umas. From the special seven nations, there's a special law not to marry them. Avoshar Oevdi Kechavim Loi. It could be other Goyim, other Shikses. There's no Isidir Isi. It's only Midrabbanan. The Yosuinu, the Gozra, Filu, the Shar, the Chavim. The Basil of Hashem came and made Xerah even on Shar Goyim. That you know that I'm marrying a Goy. So, where is the question now? Well, Rab Shimon ben Yochai. the Yom that he says, that when the Pasuk says, Ki Yosir as Bincha Miacharai, that they're going to take away your daughter from me. What does the Pasuk mean? Stay away from somebody that will take away your son from me, from Hashem. L'rabbi is kol ha-mesirois. Because you can't marry a shiksa goya, because if you can have children from her, she's going to take the kids away to your eyes of the Zara. So he holds midiraisa, you're not allowed to marry your shiksa. So if so, what do you mean v'noseyim is mishagzera? Michael, remember, what could you say? Ella's like this, the iraisa ishos derechasnus. With the iraisa true, it's also to marry a shiksa, that she should be your wife. To live with a keseda, to be your wife, that's also midiraisa. But the Yasuino Gazra feel there is nus. But just to live with them one time, znus, that's not asimidiraisa, to live with the shiksa. That's chachamim here, that's the gzera, yutchas dvarim. So here they ask it even one time, there is nus, it's asimidirabarim. For the Gemara, no, znus, not to live with the shiksa, nami beveiz dinoi shall shame gazru. It's gzera before the yutchas dvarim. That's gzera midirabarim by beiz shame already. The Chassid says over there, "Vayayma Yehuda haitziyu v'tisarif." Yehuda said, "Take out Tamar, and she should be killed." Why? Because they thought that she lived with a guy. So you see, there was an issue already that you can't live with goyim. Ellis like this, true. The Araisa Oved Keichavim Habua Bas Yisrael the Moshe Basrei. By the Araisa, if a guy lives with a Jewish lady, that's an issue the Araisa because he'll take her after the Avodah Zarah. Abu Yisrael, Habol Avodas Kechavim, Loi, but Midiraisa, if a Jew lives with a Shiksa, there, she's not going to tell him what to do, Mashmil tell her what to do. Says, no, it's the Diraisa. V'yosu eno gozer afilu Yisrael Habol Avodas Kechavim. And they made a Xera now, that even a Jew, a man, cannot live with a Shiksa. So Morris says, that's the Xera they made here. Right. Afilu Yisrael Habol Avodas Kechavim. Yisrael Habol. Now, Yisrael Habol al Ha'ivedes Kechavim, Halacha Moshe Mitzinahi. That's Halacha Moshe Mitzinahi. That what? Again. Now, Yisrael, right, a Jew, Habol al Kechavim, for the Marakasha, that's also Asim Diraisa. If a Jew lives with a Shiksa, it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinahi. The Omamah we learned, Habol al Ramis, if a Jew lives with a Shiksa, Kanoyim poikim boy, a person that's a mekana that bothers him to see such an avera being done, he has the right to go and kill him. Mashem midiraisa, like Pinchas, you have the right to kill him midiraisa. So who you see there is an issa midiraisa. So where says still no? Amalei the iraisa the fehesia, or kemaisa shoisa only by the maisa zimri. If the Jew is living with the shiksa of fehesia in front of people, then there's a heta for kanoy. That's an issa midiraisa. Or kanoy has the right to kill him. But we also know Gozer Afilu Betzina. But with the Rabbanan though, they made it there even privately that a Jew cannot live with a Shiksa. Betzina for the Maranel still, Betzina Nami, Bezino Shachashmanoi Gozer. It was a Xeri made earlier. The Riyasi Rabdim Yoma, Bezin Shachashmanoi Gozer. The Bezin of Chashmanoim made Xera upon a Bia of a Jew with a Shiksa. Yisrael Abol Abazachavim Chayyeh. And what was the Xera? That Yisrael al Avodas Chachavim, if a Jew lives with a Shiksa, Chayim Mishum Nashgo, they made Xerim with the Rabbanin that she has locha like a Nida, she has locha like a Shivcha, she has locha like a Gila Royce, it's called an air, it's called an Isra Eshesis also. And Kiyosi Rav and Omar Mishum Nashgaz. Nashgaz, what she says, Nida, Shivcha, Avodas Chachavim, and Zayna. They gave her an Isra of a Zayna. So you see, they gave Xeris before not to live with Shiksas. So we're into still, Ki Gozru Beis Dino Shachashmnoi Bia. There the Xeris was not to live with them. Avul Yichud Lai, there was no Issa Yichud to be alone with the Shiksa. The Yasuinu here, the Xeris here, but they say it means they made Xeris Gozru Al Yichud. They made Xeris upon Yichud not to be alone with the Shiksa. That's the Xeris Yudches. So Mar says, no, Yichud Nami Beis Dino Shodav Gozru. All right, we'll stop here. We'll keep Mr. Mar. You're holding the flamed above on the base. Let's see, we'll be holding here. Well, three lines up from where the big line starts. In the middle of Shiloh again, the Gemara said that the Noseihim, that the Gzera to stay away from the Goyisha girls, yeah, was the Gzera of the Yudches Dvorim Beis Silvan Beis Shammai. So the question is, what's the Gzera Midrabonim? not to marry them, we came out sometimes it's also midiraisa. Otherwise, it was xeris before. So Gemara says like this. We want to say maybe if you boil aramis, so Gemara says that's nisa diraisa kanoim plagim bo. That's the raisa. Gemara says that's only the fahesi openly. Who kamais to show you and maisa zimri. The yosi inu maybe the xeris of yudches dvorim was gozra filu betzina. That if a Jew lives with a goya, even betzina, that's also midiraisa. Gemara says still no betzina. If a Jew should live with a goy, nami bezdina shachashmenoi gozru. There was also a gzera before. The bezdin shachashmenoi made this gzera. The chiyosi ravdim yama bezdin shachashmenoi gozru. The bezdin of chashmenoi made a gzera like this. That Yisrael habo al haveras kechovim. If a Jew lives with a goy with a shiksa, so chayiv midrabonim mishum nashko. This chayiv mishum she's a nida, as if she's a shivcha. As if she, you're living with a goya, avaris kechovim, nor is it like the love the rice of loisis chatnim bom, and aleph is for the eshes ish. So Rashi says, because you be, oh, so Rashi says yes. What it says, v'hoyu lebosar echod, v'hi bulas bal, that she's a bulas bal, so even by goyim, there's such a thing as saying to their husband. Now Rashi says, v'yisroel, harogu bekak, and to sound to Jew, that will be used to living with the shiksom, if you live with her, you don't care whether she's a nida or not. So then you're going to come to live with a Jewish lady also when she's a nida. You come to marry a shivcha. You come to marry a goya, which is an issa diraisa versus chatnin. And you come to marry live with a Jewish a married lady. Therefore, mid rabbonin, it's also to live with the shiksa because of these four isurim. Okay, kiyosi rovin omar mishum nashgaz. He says rabbonim in nisa of a nida, of a shivcha, of a maybe come to marry a goya, and zayin is for a zayna. You'll come to maybe live with the zaynas Yisrael. So in case you're a kohen, you become possible. So Gemara says like this, so it's a kasha. So you see the Rabbanim from Beis Chashmonoi made Gzeira not to live with a Goya. So what do we need the Yudches Dvarim for? So Gemara says, Ki Gozru Beis Dina Shech Chashmonoi, one of them made Gzeira Bia, not to live with them. Avol Yichud Loi, but just to be caught alone with them, the Rabbanim there, they did not make Gzeira. The Yosu Inu now, by the Beis of Beis Silim Beis Shammai, the Yudches Dvarim, Gozru Afilu Yichud. They made Xavier even on Yichud to stay away from a shiksa. So Mar says no. Yichud nami bezdino shel David gozru. Even by David Melech's time, they already made Xavier to stay away Yichud with the goya. The Yomer of Yehuda, the Yosef Shaw, with that time, Maisrash says Amnon v'Tamar. When it happened, that action is gozru al Yichud. They made Xavier on Yichud that no man should be caught alone with a lady. So I'm going to tell you like this, Hossam, by Dovra Melech, Yichud Abbas Yisrael. The other Xer was that a man and a lady of Yisrael should not be found together. Avu Yichud, the Avodas Kechavim Loi, they did not make Xer of Yichud to a Jew, to a Goya. The Yosu Inu, on this came Betzilu Beshamad Yudches Dvorim, Gozru Afilu Va Yichud, the Avodas Kechavim. They made Xer even for a Jew not to have Yichud with a Goya. So Mara says, is that true? Yichud the Bas Yisrael Diraisi. You're telling me now that the Bezdinoi of David made a Gzeira on Yichud for a Bas Yisrael. That's Midiraisa. That wasn't the Gzeira, that's Midiraisa. The Yomer of Yechud Mishum of Shem Ben Yitzodik. Remez Yichud Minatari Minayin. Where's the remez? Where's the hint that Midiraisa there's an Issa Yichud, not to be alone with a lady? Shinem the Apostle says, Ki Yisitzcho Achicha Beni Mecha. When, your brother, the son of your mother, will talk you into something. Talk you to go away from Hashem. So the question is, v'chi ben eim emesis. Is it only the son of a mother that talks you into it? Then av ein emesis. And the son of your father would not talk you into going away? El, or rather, the pasuk means it like this. Ben a son misyachad im imoy. A son has the right to be alone with his mother. There's no issa yichud, a son with his mother. But the yain achar misyached im kol aroyi shabatera. But somebody else, there is an issa yichud that some man should not be with another married lady. There's an issa yichud. So
So I'll answer you like this. Yichud Yeraisa V'Yeshesish. True, if the lady is married, she's a real Erevam, then there's an Issa D'Yeraisa of Yichud not to be alone with her. But the also David Dovra Melech, when his Bezin came, the gods were afraid of Yichud the Pnuya. That was the Meister by Amon. He made a Gzera, even for Pnuya, even if she's not married, that a man should not be Miyachid with her. That was the Gzera's David. But again, it was only by Yisrael, on Ishra Isha that I Yisraelim. The also Tamide Beshama Besilo, by the Yutches Dvarim, the Gzera was, Gozer Afidu Ayichud Yavores Kechovim. He even made a Gzera not to have Yichud with the Shiksa. So that's the Gemara said before by Ben Oseyem, the Gzera not to have Yichud with the Goya, that's from the Yutches Dvarim. Now the Bryce before, so that's our Pshan now Bryce also, that the Chomim asked not to eat their bread, not to drink the oil. Mikradin. On that they abolished it. But not to drink their wine, that's Tam Yenam, that's Mishum Vinasayim. That's our Braisa. What's Mishum Vinasayim? That we're afraid, we don't want them to be with their daughters, you'll have Yichud with them. And if you have Yichud with them, we're afraid then you come to worship the Avodah Zarah, they'll talk you into it. But our Gemara says here that Tam Yenam is also Mishum Vinasayim. So we spoke out, that was the Rishonim's question, that the Gemara before us, Mashma, Stam Yenom is also because of Xero, Otto Yain Nesach itself.
Yeah.
So there's two ways to learn. Some Rishonim learned there were two separate Xeris. First they made Xero here now with Gemara, only Mishum B'nai Sayim, that they don't want you to drink wine with them, because you come to live with their daughters, and then you come to worship Avodah Zarah. But these Xeris, Mishum B'nai Sayim, is only in Yisr Achila, not in Yisr Hanor. Just like Pas. Pasakim is only Yosef Achila, but the Hanor is Mutter. So first Xer was Yain, Stam Yain was Mutter Banor. Later on, the Bezin saw fit to even make Xer to put an Isser Hanor on the Stam Yainim. Why would they do that? Because if people come to drink, sell Stam Yainim, they may come to also sell Yain Esach. So some learned it was two separate Xeris, and some learned no, it was one Xer. But the only reason why they made an Isser Hanor is because of also Yain Nesach itself.
Wasn't Yain Nesach first though? Yain Nesach had to be first, because that was Moshiach.
No, just the opposite, not Shaykh. I mean, the rice is only the wine that they pour in front of the Avodah Zarah. Really, the Rishonim missed the question. The wine they pour, you lose it, they don't take it. It's not Shaykh to have it around. And such wine, by the Goyim, is very precious, they wouldn't sell it, they leave it there. So it's not shchiach at all to find real Yai Nesach. Mainly they pour it in front of the Avodah Zarah and they leave it there. So Metchilah didn't make any Gzerah upon Stam Yenim. It's only once they had a reason, Mishum B'Noseyim, that they didn't want us to drink wine with them, not to intermarriage with them. So once they made Gzerah on Stam Yenim, they also figured we have to make it like the Yeraisetik of wine of real Yai Nesach, which is also Bahanoah. So therefore they went a step further by Stam Yenim to say it's even also Bahanoah. But it starts off Mishum B'Nesayim. That's what Shriach. But just because of the wine that they pour, actually, in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's Lashir to be found around. That wine they leave there by the Avodah Zarah, you don't find it.
And why this?
Now, the Brice before said, Yosem made Gzera, my al dover acha Mishum Dover acha. They made another Gzera because of something else. What is that? Somewhere of Nachman by Yitzchok. Gozru al tinuk oivik kechavim. Shiatamu Beziva, they made a new Gzera, that any young boy, or Goyish boy, has Tumah Ziva, as if Zav came out from him. Why they do that? Why they make him Tomei? Shelo Yehei Tinuk Yisrael, Rogel Etzloi, the Mishkav Zocho. We do not want a Jewish boy to play with a Goyish boy, because vice there, at least at that time, they were Rogel and Mishkav Zocho living with men, so we don't want the kid to teach a Jewish boy. So Rabbanah made Xera like to make the boy Tomei, and therefore in the Gemara's times Tumah was a very strong Issa. So all the Jewish parents would make sure their children do not even touch a Goyish kid.
Rabbi,
when
we're talking about
Mishkav Zachar. Yeah, the Yomer Rab Zera, Tsar Godel Hoyle, pain. I had to ask this question, it took me a long time to ask this question. Tsar Godel Hoyle, Eitzer Rabasi, I went to Rabasi first. Rabasi ate Rabbi Yechon, then had to go to Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechon ate Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai ate Rabbi Nosson ben Amram. Rabbi Nosson ben Amram ate Rabbi. How do you ask all these people, one asked the other, about the Shiloh, that Tilik Oibikichovim, Me'emosai Metame B'ziva, like we're saying now in this Brisa, part of the Yitches Dvorim, that there was a Gzeira, that a Goyisha boy has Tumah Ziva. The Rabbonim made him Tame. At what age? V'yomali, he answered back to me, Ben Yoimai, one day old, as soon as he's born, right away, that day, the Chomer made a Gzeira, he has a Locha like his Tumah Zav, and the Tumah never goes off him, therefore Jewish boys will not be playing with Goyisha boys. Omli said like this, that no, not when he's one day old, but rather ben tes shonim v'yoy mechot. The Rabbanim made Gzera when the boy is 9 years old, because usually we say a boy before nine is not roy to make via. So when he comes 9 years old, then his Ever is strong enough to make a via to go in. So then we have to be afraid he'll teach the Jewish boys to have mishkav zocho. So at 9 years old, when he's fit to have via, that's when the Rabbanim put an issa, ziva upon a yelet a goy. When I came, for a tzisi devora lefnei Rebbe, I told over this halach in front of Rebbe, Omali said, hanach devorai, leave alone what I told you, v'yochaz divrei Rebbe Chia. Listen to what Rebbe Chia says. The Yom, he says, tinnik avikachov meimasai matame b'ziva, v'tishashana v'yem echot. Rebbe Chia also holds like this. Let's forget about what I told you, that the Rabbanu put Gzeira Tumah when he's one day old. No, the Rabbanu only put this Gzeira when the Tinnik is 9 years old. Then he's fit to have Bia. Why? Hayil v'royil a Bia.